Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers out there, our men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us again from founderscode.com is Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Tucker Carlson has got everybody excited right now. And the claim is that FBI agents almost certainly, his words, not mine, almost certainly helped plot the January 6th Capitol siege.
It's a very common tactic for any kind of investigative work for the FBI to get inside the organization and or be a part of the online dialogue.
Yep.
And to be a fake or have fake personas to necessarily trap or gain evidence of the people in question.
Yeah.
Let's not forget it's not an unusual thing. Now what you have is some other cable news outlets like CNN, that are denying that the FBI had played any kind of role in January the 6th. And we're finding out indications that they played a role.
Mm-hmm.
So Carlson is trying to prove it. Now, let's go back a little bit. We remember things like Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground.
You
remember
bet.
That and the bombings? Okay, well,
yep.
How do you think that, you know, that they were able to prosecute a lot of those people?
Sure.
Is because they put somebody inside the organization.
Yep.
It's not an unusual tactic. The tactic is to necessarily entrap some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And, That's the point that I think Tucker is trying to drive home.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And, folks, the other thing is a new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen Reports and the National Pulse poll finds that 44% of likely U.S. voters believe that Biden's trip to Europe was successful, with another 22% rating it very successful. However, 40% don't think Biden's European trip was successful at all. 27% it was not, say that it was not successful, and 15% aren't sure. So I guess it's kind of equally divided when you add the numbers up, one side versus the other side. And then you got the 15% that don't even know what happened.
the 15%, because he goes over there and has this summit. And I would say the question is, what, you know, for these people to say it was success, a success in doing what?
Yeah.
These people wouldn't be able to even tell you what he accomplished.
I can't.
Precisely. So.
I can tell you what he never should have. I can tell you what he never should have done. Well, Vladdy, here's 18 targets that you can't touch. Why don't you just hand him the target list?
Well, the other thing is, did he give the same list to anybody else?
Don't know.
Well, that's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, we just don't know. I mean, I don't think he knows. Shoot.
Well, I mean, what I'm trying to say here is that China doesn't have the list.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea doesn't have the list.
Mm-hmm.
Iran doesn't have the list.
Well, here's
not that there should be a list to start with.
Here's one that's right up your alley because of your boy that lives in Georgia. Georgia investigators' notes have been revealed under a Freedom of Information Act showing massive election integrity problems in Atlanta during the 2020 presidential and 2021 special elections. And as a result, there's going to be an audit up there.
There is an audit.
But there's another one going to be going on in some other area of Atlanta where they found that there's fraud. It's not just Fulton County anymore.
Well, I think how it goes is there's 130,000, and I'm going to put it, the way that it's really described is kind of confusing, so I'll put it this way. Names on the voter rolls / ballots that between those two that are in question.
Yep.
And some number of that are those people that are, in fact, dead.
Mm-hmm.
So the question then becomes, did those that are on the voter rolls that are, in fact, dead, are they part of, were there ballots with their names on them? We don't know that yet.
Plus, they lost the chain of custody to a bunch of voters, votes. And
correct.
They don't even know what the hell happened to them.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, this is weird. All right, well, hold that thought. Here comes some music. More with Denise Simon when we come back. And I'll mention a comment here coming out of the chat room when we do come back. It's a question also for us. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is rolling along. And we shall return with more right after these station's messages. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, get off on the phone!
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll tell you what, it's the weekend, another great, great, great weekend. I hope everybody's enjoying it, and if you're up there in the tropical cyclone number 3, please be careful. Remember, turn around, don't drown, don't drive through the water when you don't know how deep it is, because you could lose your life very easily. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for a number of years. It's part of an integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. And the reason I take it is because of what's in it. All natural ingredients, no drugs at all. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which goes to the source of the inflammation, that's the problem that I have. And also, it lowers or eliminates pain by going right to the source. Now, for $19.95, you get it started. Go to relieffactor.com/captain, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets it all started, and you'll find out what I know. Simply put, it works. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
By the way, how's your tennis elbow?
I don't have a tennis elbow. I had a tennis shoulder, which is otherwise known as like a pitcher's shoulder.
Yeah.
I was in severe pain, and I played all the way through it, but I kept changing doctors so I could have the cortisone shots. You're only supposed to have 2 a year, and I had 4.
Yeah. I remember those days when I had cortisone for my trying to help me speed up the healing process of my ankle. But anyway, you know, the... Congressman Lee Zeldin, New York Congressman Lee Zeldin, who's a Republican, announced yesterday that he is going to run for governor against New York's Governor Cuomo. And I think he's an excellent choice. He should do well, I hope.
He's also a military veteran, too, so he is a good guy. For the savior of the state,
I think he would be an excellent choice. As far as a voting bloc, he would probably have to have everybody outside the state, I mean, outside of New York City vote for him, because they're the rest of them in and around the boroughs are idiots, but that's just me.
Yeah, and the strange thing about it is we actually have a Jewish candidate running for governor, and he might pick up some of the inner-city Jewish vote.
Oh, yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
Yep, and again, he is, I do believe he's a veteran, and I believe that that'll help him. So there you go. All right, now we've had the convention going on in Orlando. What is that called, the Faith something or another?
Road to Majority.
Okay, and I believe it was yesterday Senator Ted Cruz gave a rousing speech, and what he talked about was a critical race theory, and he said it's racist the same way as the KKK is, and when you stop and you think about it, it's socialist, it's everything America doesn't want to be, and they're trying to ram that down our throats at the schools, and more states are banning it altogether.
Well, it's not that they're trying to ram it down. It's in our schools.
Uh-huh.
And Governor DeSantis has already signed legislation, not an executive order, but legislation that it will not be taught in Florida schools, and that's good.
Uh-huh.
Moms for Liberty, which of which Florida I'm kind of involved with, has several chapters, and they are doing remarkable work on reporting what is happening within the counties across the state with a critical race theory. Now, it is a Marxist platform, and the one state that's kind of like ground zero in all of this is Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's gotten some exceptional traction. But if you trot on over to MSNBC or CNN, they will tell you and even ask Terry McAuliffe, who was once the governor of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
They all say it's a conspiracy theory that it doesn't exist,
mm-hmm.
and including Obama, he's laughing about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there.
By the way, before we go to our caller, it was announced yesterday by the Pentagon that they're cutting the number of military troops on the ground and missile batteries in the Middle East.
Correct. They have, in fact, I would say...
Hello,
sorry,
hello
something came out. Don't you hate it when things play in the background?
Yeah, and you don't know what they are, and you're reaching for buttons, I know.
We have been removing anti-missile batteries for quite some time, including out of Saudi Arabia. And I just don't understand why this administration wants to punish Saudi Arabia so much. Remember, they took the Houthis off the terror list.
Right.
So, I think this is happening to our own detriment.
Yeah, this has to do with Iran, I believe. But anyway, we have a caller on the line. I believe it's Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Hey, Denise,
good morning.
I have a question for I have a question for you this morning about North Korea. You know, since 2013 now, most households in North Korea, over three-quarters of their population, are experiencing serious food shortages today.
Yep.
Households have borderline or downright poor food consumption of proteins. It's tense in North Korea. Food insecurity seems to be at the forefront. Denise, how do Joe Biden see this? Strength over weakness, or a purposeful dialogue to meet Kim Jong on a level ground? Thank you.
All right, thank you. I will tell Elliot, and I'll mention to you, there's a headline here that I'm staring at. It just so happens to be from North Korea. It says, facing massive economic and food hardships, North Korean leader swears to overcome them. That's it.
There should also be another headline that having to do with his nuclear program. So when North Korea gets into these kinds of economic situations where they virtually cannot feed their people in their mm-hmm. in the country, then he starts rattling a cage on the other side, and he's doing that. So it's kind of like, all right, China is the one that's going to have to necessarily kick in, and mm-hmm. maybe even Russia. I mean, the United States has been known to provide humanitarian only, and mm-hmm. And this has only been on occasion. Will they provide just wheat, or they will provide just corn? We don't send food. Now, whether Biden does that or not, I don't know. I have a feeling that this National Security Council and the State Department, it's probably not even something that's on it's on their desk, but they probably haven't even bothered to open the file on what's going on in North Korea. I will mention that this foreign policy operation here with this Biden administration is really on shaky ground. And remember, during this G7 and quasi-summit, if you will, with Putin, it was asked several times if they would allow Ukraine to join NATO. And Biden's only response was they got a corruption problem. Well, uh-huh. then why is your son? Well, that's a whole other topic. But I remember I said on your show a couple of times that coming out of this, that Ukraine was going to be the single one to suffer out of all this, especially also, too, because of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Well, now it was just announced that the Biden administration has terminated any kind of military assistance to Ukraine. And at the G7, Biden refused to meet with Zelensky. So I would say this is becoming a real downfall of the relationship between the United States and Ukraine. Due to Biden, and I would also say, don't be surprised if the encroachment by Russia into Ukraine gets worse here in coming months.
Yeah, and very quickly, because we're running out of time, Florida got a preliminary injunction against the CDC's cruise ship limits yesterday.
Correct. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is, and that'll keep things in check there. And, you know, I'm wondering out loud about Portland and their police, their entire crowd control unit that resigned all 50 of the officers.
They only resigned from that particular SWAT team. They're still on the payroll, however.
Right. I wonder if we'll see what happens. Okay. We'll let you go. I'll talk to you Monday morning, bright and early. Have yourself a great, great weekend. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she writes about over there, and get on her mailing list, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says 300 million COVID-19 vaccines have now been given out in the 150 days since he's been in office. The president said a lot of hard work went into making this happen.
The ingenuity of American scientists, the full capacity of American companies, and the whole of government response across federal, state, tribal, and local governments. Together, we build an unparalleled vaccination program and manage one of the biggest and most complicated logistical challenges in American history.
Biden also said he hopes to have 70% of Americans to have at least one shot by the 4th of July. He also urged people who haven't yet gotten the vaccine to do so as soon as possible. He said the new variants of COVID-19 are still spreading rapidly. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, if you want to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, they are the number one school in the country to do that. And they have a special program for active duty military right now. I'll tell you all about that after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, where they instruct the students to become certified aviation maintenance techs. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard of Tampa, Florida. Now, I strongly suggest that you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities and find out what they're all about. You will be very impressed. Now, here's the thing for active duty military, and this is a brand new program that you can call them and ask them about. If you're currently in the military, but you're going to be getting out soon, you can take your active duty military time and challenge the aviation maintenance test once you feel that you're able to do it. That's the FAA test. Get your certification that way. Now, you only get one crack at it, so if you think you can pass it, so be it. But if you can't, then you'd have to take the training at the National Aviation Academy School, which is a 14-month course. But if you think you know enough and you can study up and pass the FAA Certified Maintenance Tech course, you can get that, save a lot of money in the process, and when you come out of the military, boom, have a job day one, and you're on your way. That's something that's being offered. So, something to check about. But again, to find out about it, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, we start out with news from Israel. Israel was, as of yesterday, going to be giving 1 million vaccines to the Palestinians for COVID. The Palestinians rejected that and says, nope. We're not taking anything from you guys. Okay. Too bad, so sad when it comes to them. Also, the Netanyahu family is going to be staying in the official prime minister's residence for several more weeks until their home can be properly outfitted with the security equipment and arrangements that they need to have made for him to be able to live a life and not be worried about being attacked by the bad guys. Also, there was a report, which doesn't bother me, I would say it's standard procedure, that the Netanyahu administration had ordered papers shredded before leaving office. Well, big deal. I think just about everybody does that. And the Israeli government is going to appoint 35 diplomats that have been delayed by Benjamin Netanyahu for over 6 months. Now, also, in military news, security forces foiled a gun-smuggling operation from Lebanon, masked as agricultural work, with workers coming to work, only they were transporting a bunch of weapons. Figures, huh? Figures. Now, researchers have taken the first steps in building fiber-embedded clothing that works like a fiber computer on a body, able to collect and communicate a soldier's physiological, environmental, and location data for near-instant feedback. Your uniform could soon track your body signals and tell them if you're sick. How about that? Also, the Navy submitted an update to Congress to its annual long-range shipbuilding plans, one that takes a step back from the much-talked-about standard 355-ship fleet and instead lays out the priorities for a future distributed naval force. Now, President Joe Biden's signing of the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act into law means that federal employees will observe Friday as a holiday. The Office of Personnel Management confirmed that on June 17th. So coming up June the 19th, guess what? They'll get the day off. All right. While the military has pursued vaccinating the force against COVID-19 over recent months, taking the shot has remained voluntary. That may change. We'll see. And during the first 8 years, the Pentagon ran the anthrax vaccination program. Hundreds of troops refused the vaccine to perceived health risks and religious concerns, and many of them paid dearly for that decision. No problem there. By the way, the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan ordered a near-complete lockdown because of a massive spike in coronavirus cases amongst their employees. Are telling people to stay in their room and don't come out. Europe also remains high in the list of the U.S. Army's priorities. The Army's top general said after holding an in-person talks with Allied ground commanders for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic started. Now, shocked by an Associated Press investigation into the loss and theft of military guns, the Pentagon's top general, Mark Milley, signaled this week that he will consider a systematic fix to how the armed services keep account of their firearms. A report coming from the military right now, an extremist group like Al-Qaeda may be able to regenerate itself in Afghanistan and pose a threat to the U.S. homeland within 2 years of the American military's withdrawal from the country, so says the Pentagon's top leaders this week. And I have no doubt in my mind that that isn't going to happen again, and we might not get hit again because of what's going on over across the pond. Now, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program is considering reducing live training hours for pilots and shifting to simulators in order to reduce sustainment costs. That's been done for a while in some of the other jets that they fly. Also, future U.S. partners will have to think twice about helping the Pentagon if President Joe Biden isn't able to grant visas to Afghan interpreters, because that won't help us one little bit if we can't get our people the hell out of Afghanistan that help work to help us. They should have already left. It's getting really down to the nitty-gritty here. And the Chinese military does not currently have the ability to take Taiwan by force, but, it's not likely to try in the near term, according to General Mark Milley. I hope he's right, because all indications are they're sitting there just waiting for the opportunity. Now, the future of Special Operations Forces technology is less about what a new rifle will be doing rather than what type of data a new operator will pull rapidly from anywhere in the globe out of the computer he's carrying with him. Also, a Special Operations Command official leading the organization's diversity and inclusion programs has been reinstated following an investigation into social media posts disparaging former President Donald Trump. That according to the DOD. And finally, a review could reshape cooperation with domestic agencies, consequences for troops, social media posts, and more, as the Pentagon works to sharpen the definition of the word extremism. All right, I'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch, final segment of Weekend Edition, coming right up. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we shall be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do.
You betcha. And by the way, thank you very much for the enthusiasm and the support of the people listening to this radio show. Two nights ago, the official tally, listenership tally, was 2.4 million people from all the resources that we have by which we can check the numbers. So thank you so very, very much for that. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Boss Nissan. Now, remember, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Boss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. It was up there 2 days ago. Shook the hand that shook the hand. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the Midwest, and all the way as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricey customer service. It starts with the Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Remember, you cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you might want to dream of and can't find anywhere else. You'll find them there. And clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now. So take advantage, upgrade your ride right now, and get more money for your car than what you thought you were gonna. Don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, that's their motto, and they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. And while you're there, test drive the Rogue, the hottest SUV on the planet. You're gonna love it. Now, Moss Nissan also has locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Find them online at Moss, MOSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That right there will open the door and save you a bunch of money. All right, well, before we move on, I'm going to take a look and see what our latest update is on the storm. And here's what we got, so I'm going to get over here. Now, as of right now, the storm still has not made it on shore, but it might be this hour. An hour ago, it was 40 miles south-southeast of Morgan City, Louisiana, and 200 miles southwest of Mobile, Alabama. Maximum sustained winds were 45 miles per hour. The movement was north at about 10 miles per hour. It had slowed down a little bit. And the minimum central pressure was down to 1,006 millibars. That had dropped a little bit from where it was, which means it appeared to be strengthening. Now, a tropical storm warning was in place for east of Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Okaloosa-Walton County line in Florida, Lake Pontchartrain and Lake Maurepas, and metropolitan New Orleans as well. So, the important thing is, and I'm going to try this one more time and see if it's changed, if it's updated their report, and no, they have not. They still have the same report there. They're supposed to be updating at 5 a.m., but I don't see it just yet, so it is what it is. All right, I'm going to go to the telephone lines real quick here. Good morning. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever noticed the Democrats, everything that they do, they hate and they want to take your money, okay? And they want to spend it on something that has, makes no sense. That's the other thing, okay? I mean, Donald Trump was America first, the American people first, okay? We're not going to go make more bad deals. All of Donald Trump, what should be played is the Trump rallies on the radio, okay? Trump was, you felt great about being American. You felt proud to be an American. This guy, he's a disaster, okay? And the Democrats know he's a disaster. And your plans are stupid, okay? It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. It's bad business. Every American tries to do good business for their family, and the Democrats just do bad business. It's a disgrace, okay? Joe Biden should be recalled, just like Gavin Newsom should be recalled. Okay, it's a disaster. Anyway, just want to say God bless America, God bless this station, God bless everyone standing up for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and thank you for standing up for our cops and the American people first, and standing up for this in your local towns and take back this nation. Okay, these are bad business people for your family and for the American people, and nobody in America should vote for a Democrat. Let's get to work and save the country. God bless you, Captain. Peace.
All righty, and thanks very much, Todd. By the way, got a couple messages here. I'm going to read them real quick here before I have to leave. One's from Don in Sun City Center. Don is saying, the rumor you talked about this morning, moving Slow Joe to the basement for good and making Kamala Harris president and Stacey Abrams VP, no way. Well, I don't disagree with you there, Dom, but I'm just telling you what's out there, what's being reported. And there's even other reports out there. Hillary Clinton's name's in the mix. Michelle Obama's name's in the mix. there's a lot of different names there. You're not going to like any of them, but it is what it is. And it's an unfortunate circumstance, but we're going to have to put up with it till we see what happens, because I don't believe, and I'll stand on this one, I do not believe that Joe Biden is going to finish the full 4 years of his term. He almost fell off the podium the other day. Now, imagine what's going to happen when he falls, and that's going to happen eventually because of his dementia and because of not being able to properly maneuver in some certain places. And Fred in Fort Lauderdale, hello there, Fred. How are you? I appreciate the flowers there. Thank you very much. And you're right about Denise Simon. Thank you very much there, Fred. And you take care and stay out of trouble down there in South Florida. Now, when we talk about the condition, physical and mental condition of Joe Biden, you might remember when he was talking about, we were talking about cognitive tests that were given to Donald Trump, and that Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who at the time was the president's doctor, said, yes, he took one, he gave him one, and he wound up passing it with flying colors, yes. Joe Biden says, oh, yeah, I took all those tests. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Nope. No way in hell. No way in hell. All right, let me see if I can get this call squeezed in here. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs, you got about a minute.
Yes, Captain. You know, as far as Joe Biden is demented, I believe, you know, you cannot prosecute a mental illness or a mental disability. I think this guy's gone to Hollywood every single time. This guy is a criminal, and he knows how to play the game. This demented, you know, all the money he's stolen, all the money he's got to spend, you think that he's going to take a chance of going to jail with all what he's got, all the money he's amassed for corrupt behavior?
Yep.
I believe this guy is putting on one hell of a good act. He just asked him getting prosecuted. Seriously,
okay.
Captain.
Thank you. I wish I could agree with you, Mel, but I don't. I've watched this guy deteriorate the last 6 years. I don't know what there is about it, and I don't think it's been a game. I've watched him go backwards the last 6 years and go from bad to worse, if there is such a thing. And it's just amazing. Now, to watch the way he shuffles, to watch his eyes, to watch the vein that I keep telling you about on the side of his head. I told you, watch the vein, watch and see when that pops up like that, like it does. That's his blood pressure starting to go out of sight. That's a guy about ready to have a stroke right in front of you. You can't put that stuff on. You can't. Those are physical conditions popping up right in front of your television screen. Now, if he was putting it on, if he was acting and doing something like that, guess what? You wouldn't see his veins popping out the way they are. So think about that for a minute. And by the way, folks, America needs you. Hardcore progressive left, socialist, communist, liberal big tech companies, the fake news media, and the new Democratic Party have all teamed up to take me, you, and everybody down, and more importantly, the United States of America along with it. The fundamental transformation of America is underway. And it's the liberal elitists versus all of us. Friends, the time has come. We all need to pick up the pace. We need to get involved. It's more important now than ever that we remain strong, which is why I'm asking you to step up and find somewhere to get involved, volunteer, seek out like-minded friends, groups. We can do it. We absolutely need to crush the Democrats and their evil intentions to our great America before we won't be able to. Well, that's it for the weekend. I'm going to be out and about doing stuff. Might see you in my travels. But in the meantime, have a great weekend. Be careful. Stay safe. And remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. The Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.